Children are laughing and doing cartwheels on the grass, and lawn chairs are clustered in the shade of the trees. Live music floats over to the food trucks, which are parked in two long rows. Their windows are open and cooks hurry to serve twisting lines of customers. One of these customers is Christine Novicio, who's just ordered what's called a truck burger.
It's the peanut butter burger with sauteed onions and bacon on it, so yeah.
Down the row, vendor Guy Wilmoth, owner of the Drink Doctor mobile beverage truck, can't stand still. He's constantly hopping in and out to grab more supplies and keep up with the orders.
Very busy, a lot of foot traffic, good participation, and everybody's just out having a good time.
This event is bustling now, but it hasn't always been this packed with people. Steve Schroeder is the owner of Reno Street Food. He remembers how things were in 2012 when he started the event. Back then, there were only 8 food trucks in the whole city. Now,
we have 60 vendors that are registered through our process that would be allowed on a rotational basis. Last year, we saw over 60,000 people attend Reno Street Food.
And with this growth comes challenges. Diner Parmjeet Baines likes the social aspect of waiting in line. But for her, Idyllwild Park is getting too cramped.
I think it's a good location, but I think with the more food trucks coming into the area, I think they need to get a different area where there's more walking space.
Steve Schroeder would also like to see the vendors serve their food and drinks faster.
They need to speed things up. It's not fair to the customer. So they need to make some changes, do better, be better. I mean, if you go to LA, they can serve, you know, food in 5 to 7 minutes. Here in Reno, we still have some work to do.
And Schroeder doesn't stop there. He also challenges the vendors to move beyond selling burgers and pizza and offer more eclectic gourmet food. In the meantime, Schroeder hopes to continue bringing people together through food.
It transcends culture, religion, language. You can see two complete strangers go to a different food truck. So as they walk back together, somebody points out and says, "What is that?" And then it starts a conversation, and then it turns into friendship. That's what food does. That's what I love about it.
Natalie Van Hooser, Reno Public Radio News.